back here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN, talking with C. Clyde Jones and Beth Klug here, Shepherd's Crossing. It is sharing with the Shepherd Month here in February. And let's talk a little bit more about that and how the drive got started and how it's going for you here so far.
Well, that's one of the truly fascinating stories that we had at that time, a very large board of directors representing all the churches that were part of our network. And we had two women, Atina Hanna and Shirley Bramhall, who came up with the idea of celebrating Valentine's Day by asking florists, jewelers, and restaurants to donate a portion of their profits on Valentine's Day to Shepherd's Crossing. And I think the first year we brought in like $3,000 from the effort. And then we had a new executive director come on board, Paul Fleener, and he said, hey, this ought to be extended to every business in town. So we started sending out letters then to all businesses in Manhattan and encouraging. But we still featured Valentine's Day and urging folks, well, take your sweetheart to the best restaurant in town and tell them Shepherd's Crossing sent you. And as I say, that started in 2003. The Manhattan Rotary Club has three members who match something called Cup Money there in February. And we've had over $30,000 donated to us through that process. And once again, it's sharing with the Shepherd. And Beth will be appearing there on February 21st to speak to the club and get them all jazzed up for continuing their support.
So about, do you have a number that you anticipate seeing here come out of this year?
As far as revenue generated?
Mm-hmm. Actually, this is a part. We actually sent a letter out in December telling businesses and individuals, put us on your charitable contribution list for next year. Okay. And if you'd like to do it to get a tax credit in 2018, go ahead and send it now. And if not, put us on your agenda for a donation in. And out of that total program annually, we will take in probably $55,000 all year long from that program. And the emphasis is really in December and February.
Okay. Well, fantastic. That's a great boost, then, I'm sure, to get a lot of help here. And so pretty simple, then, for most average people here to give to this. Just go patronize some of these businesses, and they give right back.
And I want to be sure to mention the wonderful support we get from Manhattan Broadcasting Company. Each year, in addition to having us on In Focus, actually I was here in 2005 for my first visit on In Focus for Shepherd's Crossing, and the Manhattan Broadcasting Company has donated PSAs, or public service announcements, every year in the month of February. And I should add here, we have another event called the C. Clyde Run, and we're heading for our 8th annual. And once again, Manhattan Broadcasting Company is enormously helpful in publicizing that run. And that one brings us in about $20,000, $25,000 a year in support.
Fantastic. That's great. So wonderful event here. Again, you mentioned, Beth, all the services you provide there. And you know, this is such an important thing, because I was talking during the break here. Sometimes it's hard for people to ask for help here, but you provide that here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is hard to come in and ask for help. But we do so. And last year we provided about $282,000 worth of help to folks with rent, utilities, and prescriptions, serving more than 1,500 families. So that does make a difference in the community, and we want to continue to do that.
And a lot of these, I'm sure, are families with children.
Exactly. Yeah. Many families with children.
Yeah, we don't think about it always being in our community, but you know, there's people that are struggling here. We talked about it with the Flint Hills Bread Basket, that people struggling with hunger financially, you know, so it's good to help out.
Mr. Jones, while we have you here, I was hoping to ask you a few questions about a Mr. Lyle Butler, who is retiring after 18 years with the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. I came over there and made sure you're okay with talking about it, too. So I was hoping to first start with, if you had to give a characterization or just describe Lyle Butler's character, how would you describe Lyle?
Oh, my. Do you have a half hour for me to talk about Lyle?
Oh, no, not that, not nearly that long, probably like 3 minutes.
Well, interesting enough, when Lyle first came here, I invited him to dinner at my home, and he's never stopped talking about that. I think he'd been here 2 weeks when Midge and I had him to dinner at the home and welcomed him to Manhattan. And I have not been on the board or been an officer of the chamber during his tenure, but I've watched very closely everything that he's done. If you look at the impact of economic development and the networking that Lyle has achieved, in my opinion, there's been no one performed as Lyle has in the history of our wonderful community. He has a hand that is always warm to shake, and he welcomes any and everybody to offer suggestions as to how we can improve our community development. Well, in short, he's just been fantastic.
We might have to get you to stick around a bit off air with Brandon to talk more about this, but just because there's a lot you can say probably. If there's any projects that Lyle's been involved with that you think might not have happened without his presence, are there any that come to mind?
Well, the one that I think of most recently, he has an Awareness Manhattan program going on that, part of it's kind of reimagining or reinventing the way we operate as a chamber. And I know he has brought in consultants from the outside, been very successful. One thing that he did that has really had an impact was Advantage Manhattan, a very large capital contribution campaign used for economic development. Those are a couple of things that I know he's done.
And I guess this might be a thinker. I've been asking everyone I ask about Lyle this question. What would you say Lyle's legacy is?
Oh, my. I think he'll be known as the individual who speeded up the economic development for Manhattan and Raleigh County.
Very good. All right. Thank you very much for answering a few of those questions. Feel free to remind everyone a little bit more about Shepherd's Month here, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to get you where you're located at so people can find your services.
Sure. We are we're part of the First United Methodist Church, and we're in the Allen Lee Center at 621 Humboldt here in Manhattan.
And we can't leave here without telling folks how they can donate.
Yes, absolutely.
They can go online to shepherds.info and find a donate button there. They can like us on Facebook. And believe me, there will be plenty of opportunity reminders on Facebook. We have stories there about the people we help, and some of them warm the heart and result in someone hitting the donate now button. We're on Twitter and Instagram, and we really promote ourselves and everything we do through social media. And we'd even accept a check mailed to Post Office Box 1919, Manhattan, Kansas.
Okay. Super. And, you know, those stories, I'll have to log on and just read some of those, because that's always the most heartwarming part, as you mentioned there.
So. Absolutely.
Great.
And also stay tuned for that Sea Clyde run coming up, I believe, in October.
Well, actually, this year we've moved it to September 28th. 2 years ago, the weather was 25 degrees at start time, and so we tried to move it earlier, and we've chosen the 28th of September. It'll originate at Bosco Plaza on the K-State campus, honoring our dear, soon-to-be-retired Vice President for Student Life, Pat Bosco.
We'll have to ask you about him sometime soon, too.
Well, I knew Pat when he was student body president back in the 70s, and he's been a friend ever since.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, we get Beth Klug, thanks for being here. C. Clyde Jones, appreciate it, and we hope everything's a success here for sharing with Shepherd Month.
Well, thank you so much for having us.
You're absolutely welcome. We're glad to have you. We'll end in focus here. I know we got Blue Valley coming in next.
Blueville's Horticulture Hints is coming up here just shortly. Stay tuned for more on News Radio.
Come in and see your neighbors at Carpet One of Manhattan on Fort Riley Boulevard. They've got you covered. KMAN, Manhattan. This is CBS News on the Hour.